Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Fist pumping into the 9 a.m. power hour here as we are 40 minutes away from crosstalking with the KNC Masterpiece. It is indeed the Nosebleed Seats G-Bag Nation morning show takeover. Zach Wolchuk and Eric Chiafalo as we're in for Sean Sharif and Troy Hughes. We got Peyton Russell producing. We got RJ Choppy, Gaylord Choppy in as well. Ryan running the video here. You can watch us on Twitch and on YouTube. Always love the interaction. 877-881-1053 via the truckwreck.com text line. Also want to encourage you, come party with us in Fort Worth. It'll be myself, Zach Wolchuk, Eric Chiafalo, and Lucius Alexander, 1-4 Hop Fusion Brewery in Fort Worth. We got 100 of the Tolo pint glasses to give away. It's going to be absolutely fantastic. But joining us right now via the Diamond Factory Hotline, the one and only Tim McMahon, ESPN NBA reporter, the man, the myth, the legend. Tim, this is an honor and a privilege for Eric and I to have you on. I know RJ, really appreciate him for setting this
up. Not really an honor for me, but, you know, whatever.
Hey, well, Eric and I love you, Tim. It's the first time we've gotten to chat with you. How are you this morning, sir?
I'm doing all right. You and Eric can ask all the questions, RJ. You just shut up.
Yeah, that's fine.
That's what I do best. That's just what I do worst.
Yeah, you put him in his place,
it's what I
too.
Do worst, but I could do that pretty easily.
So what's the latest you're hearing regarding all the Jalen Brunson buzz? I know that's what all our listeners are most curious about. Jalen Brunson and the Mavs, is he pretty much 1 foot out the door at this point?
No, he's pretty much 2 feet out the door. Oh. Come on. Like, oh, okay. Well, there's a meeting now. Must mean there's been no tampering, right? So, yeah, I mean, the Mavericks are going to go up there. They're up there, and, you know, they're going to go through the meeting. But there's not any optimism. It would be, at this point, it would be absolutely shocking for Jalen Brunson to change his mind. And look, there's a variety of factors here. Number one, the Knicks are willing to pay him significantly more than the Mavericks are willing to put on the table. That's obviously a big part of it. Number two, the Knicks can say, hey, here's the ball. This is your show. That's obviously not a situation that is going to present itself with the Mavericks. This is rightfully Luka Doncic's team. And it's not that Brunson, you know, was unhappy playing with Luka. You know, those guys have a good relationship. Brunson, I think you have to give him credit for the way that he adapted his game to become a really good fit. But I don't think you can blame a guy for having ambition in his career and feeling like he is capable of more. And honestly, when Luka missed those, you know, those few playoff games, and he goes for 41, he goes for 31 in playoff victories, you know, I think that planted some seeds in him where he said, hey, I am capable of being the primary guy on a good team. And then obviously you've got the family ties. You know, he's known Leon Rose his whole life. Leon was his dad, Rick Brunson's agent. Rick was his first client, as a matter of fact. Negotiated Jalen's rookie contract before he became the president of the Knicks. Rick Brunson's now on that staff. It'll be the third time that he's been on Tom Thibodeau's staff. I mean, there's just a lot of really deep family ties there. So I think you throw all those three things together, the Mavericks would have had to outbid the Knicks to keep Jalen Brunson. And where the numbers went, the Mavericks were not willing to go.
Tim McMahon, ESPN, covers the Mavericks with us here, Sean and RJ, 105.3 The Fan. Now, what do you make of this new team with Miami getting involved here? Is this just keeping the league off of the Knicks and Brunson's camp for the tampering stuff, or could they potentially be working out a three-team deal here where everybody benefits? What are your thoughts there?
Yeah, I really don't know what to make of Miami. I'll say that Pat Riley kind of has a policy. If they, you know, they have no cap space. So I don't know exactly, you know, even if Brunson somehow said, hey, I want to go to Miami, I don't see how that would work regardless. But Pat Riley has a policy base that says, hey, if really good players want to meet with us, we're happy to have the meetings because, you know, this is a guy who's going to be 26 when next season starts. He's got a long time left in the NBA. You never know what might happen down the road. But again, anything but Brunson going to the Knicks at this point would be absolutely shocking. And, you know, if you'd asked me a few weeks ago, I'd have told you, I think Brunson's coming back to Dallas. The Mavericks at that point had a lot of confidence. What exactly happened to change the tides there? You know, maybe he'll tell us at some point, maybe he won't, but it's definitely money, role, family ties is the primary factors.
Is there a sign and trade opportunity here, or are the Knicks pretty much done with that?
Well, I think there can be a sign and trade possibility. Unfortunately, the Knicks don't need, unfortunately for the Mavericks, the Knicks don't need any help create the space. Detroit really did them a huge favor by taking both Burks, Alec Burks and Nerlens Noel, really for not much, you know, for some second-round compensation and cash. And so they don't need help creating. At this point, honestly, it'd be the Knicks doing the Mavericks a favor, basically saying, okay, hey, we can make this a three-team deal with Detroit, and you'll get a big trade exception out of it.
Tim McMahon with us here on 105.3 The Fan. You mentioned even a couple weeks ago, you know, you thought Brunson coming back to Dallas would be the deal. I think all of us felt that way. Do you think the Mavs maybe misjudged this market for Jalen Brunson?
I mean, I think if you look back over the course of the season, there's no question that they misjudged it. I mean, you know, hindsight being 2020, they made a massive mistake not putting that extension on the table before the season started. They could have had him 4 years, $56 million, just like they have Dorian Finney-Smith now, and he would be not just on the Mavericks roster, but one of the most attractive trade chips in the league. And, you know, Rick Brunson, during the series against the Jazz, told me that they went to the Mavericks in January and said, hey, you put it on the table now, we'll sign it. The Mavericks did not put it on the table until after the trade deadline, just like they did with Finney-Smith. And it was a calculated risk. The Mavericks thought, hey, just in case a trade for a star comes up, we can't be handcuffed to these guys. You sign them to an extension, you can't trade them again before the deadline. They did not want to be handcuffed to them because they knew if a star becomes available, those are the two guys that the conversations would start with. Obviously, a star didn't become available. And the Mavericks at the time, they looked around and said, there's not a lot of cap space in the league. The teams that have cap space are rebuilding. A lot of them have invested in young guards. They didn't think there'd be much for Brunson there. And then honestly, I think they looked at the Knicks and were like, how are they going to create that much cap space? Well, the Knicks found ways, and so here they are. But, yeah, even going in the summer, the Mavericks felt, you know, they felt, quote, more than Fred VanVleet money, so like 5 years, 110 right in there. They felt like that was going to be enough to get it done. He might get that much over 4 years from the Knicks.
So what is realistic now from a Mavs standpoint on what could actually unfold for this team in the coming days? Are they looking to make trades? Are they looking to sign some people? Are they actually interested in the Gary Paytons? I've heard maybe trading for a Matisse Thybulle, going for more of a defensive type of wing. Is that kind of where we're at here?
Well, and honestly, that the Brunson thing doesn't change any of that. Like, those are, you know, they were having conversations about Thybulle before. They had interest in Gary Payton II before. The problem with Brunson leaving is you don't get, you know, it's not like you get cap space. You're over the cap, you know, so you don't get an opportunity to replace him. The hope as far as that goes is, hey, Spencer Dinwiddie was good last year. He's, you know, further removed from that knee surgery. Hopefully he'll be better. Getting Tim Hardaway Jr. back, hopefully replacing some of the scoring. But, yeah, they need to figure out other ways to upgrade the roster. Gary Payton II is definitely on that list. And I do think he could take some of the minutes that Brunson played. But, you know, he's obviously not a creator. You know, he's not a guy who's going to get you, 20-7 if Luka needs to sit out a game or 41-6 or whatever it was in a playoff game. I think Peyton could be a great fit. Now, there's a lot of interest in Peyton. But, yeah, they are definitely looking at – and I think Goran Dragic ends up here. You know, we'll see. He's had a great career. We'll see how much gas he has left in the tank. Maybe he can help you replace a little bit of what Brunson gave you. But they'll – and as far as trades go, I mean, Nico's going to have the phone to his ear. I can guarantee you that. I can't sit here and tell you I think there's something that's going to necessarily materialize.
Two other names I want to throw at you that we've seen and heard whispers about. Malcolm Brogdon of the Pacers, and I don't know how – I mean, he's got a lot of injury issues there as well, and that the Mavs certainly were linked to a couple of years ago, Kemba Walker, who might get bought out here. Is there still interest there from a Mavs standpoint?
Yeah, you know, to me, I would be surprised on Kemba simply because if – it's like if they're going to do Goran Dragic, and again, I think they are for you can connect the dots pretty easily there. The Luka relationship, the Bill Duffy relationship, is and all that. Just to have like if you can have Dragic, you can't have Kemba too. Like those,
right.
You can only have so many guys who or that. That veteran backup point guard who doesn't have a lot left in the tank on your roster. Brogdon is very interesting. So Brogdon, when he went to Indiana, his representation really wanted the Mavericks to put an offer on the table. They were scared by his medicals. Hmm. They were scared by, and it's the same reason Brogdon slipped into the second round. He had a very serious foot surgery, and then that's kind of, obviously been something that scared teams throughout his career. But the other thing with Brogdon, I do think you can make an argument that he could be a very good fit on this roster. I think it's difficult, though, to present to put together a trade proposal that makes sense for the Pacers. If the Pacers are looking probably for a pick and, to get off the contract, an expiring salary. It's hard for me to see a fit there.
Tim McMahon, ESPN, join us on 105 Through the Fan. Around the league, was there an opt out or an opt in that took you by surprise?
Not necessarily by surprise, but the James Harden thing, I was kind of in the believe it when I see it camp as far as him deciding to take a pay cut. And so the fact that he opted out of $47 million, he's going to take a three-year deal that's going to be, somewhere in the low 30s. He indicated at the end of the season he was willing to do what it took to make that roster better. I didn't really believe him when he said it. He's following through on his word, and it sounds pretty certain that that's going to be the key to delivering, his good friend and former Rockets teammate P.J. Tucker to Philadelphia.
DeJounte Murray gets traded from the Spurs to Atlanta. Were you surprised to see that, the Spurs letting Murray go?
No, just because that's been out there for a while. Even going into the trade deadline last year, there was a lot of kind of murmurs and buzz about that. And, Atlanta kind of in recent days been established as a lead horse. The Knicks, there was talk about the Knicks maybe getting involved in that, talk about the Timberwolves. But, for the Spurs, it's like you can only be stuck in mediocrity, the mediocrity treadmill, as Mark Cuban calls it, for so long. And they weren't going to be able to get DeJounte Murray on extension because he doesn't make enough money for it to have been a wise business move for him. So they're going to be at risk of losing him for 2 years. What, you're going to compete for the play-in spot for a couple of years? You might as well get a massive haul of draft picks, which they did. And frankly, if you're going to tank, this is a pretty good year to do it. Greg Popovich doesn't tank very often, but when he does, there's a generational seven-footer at the top of the draft board, and there's one of those. I always botch the last name, but old Victor W. from France is an absolute stud. He's supposed to be one of these guys. He would have been number one overall pick in this year's draft. He's almost assured to be in next year's draft. And, you don't tank just for one player. But he is an absolute jewel, and it is time for the Spurs to embrace a full-fledged rebuild and look 3-4 years down the road, kind of like You've seen with the Rockets after Harden forced his way out, like you've seen with the Thunder.
For now, it looks like Kyrie is going to be in Brooklyn. How do you see this playing out? And what's the feeling about Kyrie Irving for people you talk to around the league?
I see it playing out dramatically. You know, if you're asking me for a prediction, I would say good luck predicting anything with Kyrie Irving. And, you know, I think kind of the general view of Kyrie around the league is a spectacular talent who is absolutely exhausting. You know, it's just like, man, it's always some kind of saga. And it was a really messy exit from Cleveland. It was a bad 2 years and really messy exit from Boston. It's been all kinds of drama for 2 years in Brooklyn, and, you know, I think it's a pretty solid bet that it's going to be a pretty messy exit. The talent, like, you know, it is absolutely breathtaking, but there's a lot of, a lot of baggage that comes along with it. You know, he's just not a guy you can rely on.
Yeah. Do you think, were the Mavs in any way interested in him when he put them on his short list of teams that he would be down to go play for?
No, yeah, sure. Hey, taxpayer mid-level exception? absolutely. I think you'd have had a lot of teams willing to take that risk. I will say this. I think that the Mavericks understand that to maximize Luka's chances of winning a championship, they need a legitimate co-star next to him. There's not a clear path to one. I know that Kyrie has some big fans who, you know, are in the Mavericks front office, guys who have relationships with him in that front office. I would never rule anything out there. But, you know, there would have to be some long, tense conversations before the Mavericks made that kind of a play, I think.
What are you expecting for today as things get unfolded at 5 o'clock our time, from trades to big names on the move, splash? Like, do you think this is going to be a pretty spectacular kind of next few days when it comes to the NBA, just guys moving around all over the place?
I mean, there's always going to be, you know, some surprises. There's always going to be some pretty significant splashes. And there's some no-brainers. Jokic will sign a Supermax. Ja Morant will sign a max that can be a super max if he's all NBA again, those type of things. I think the biggest wild card is DeAndre Ayton. I don't know that there's a clear destination for him. Certainly sounds like both sides would prefer to move on between him and the Phoenix Suns at the same time. How can the Suns have a number one overall pick who has performed pretty well, has been a key part of a finals team, key part of the team that had the best record in the league this year, and let him walk for nothing? I just cannot imagine that being the case. So that one is going to be fascinating. And then, you know, Murray was a big, was a big trade that went down. I don't know if Rudy Gobert is in the next few days, but I do think he gets moved this summer, and that's obviously a guy who can also make a pretty big impact wherever he lands.
Tim, thank you so much for taking the time to join us this morning. This has been a real big treat for us. I know for RJ, it's just another day in the life.
Another day I had to talk to Tim. You know, it's only been 20 years.
Listen, I'm glad that RJ woke up at the end of this, and thank you for taking a little nap there, RJ.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it.
Tim, I know it's going to be a busy one. Appreciate it, man. Enjoy the rest of the day.
All right, thanks, fellas.
There he goes, Tim McMahon, ESPN NBA reporter. And, of course, we got the G-Bag Nation 35-minute uninterrupted expressway for you starting at 5:15. And then we got the Get Right, Reginald Atatula and Kevin Gray. They've got all the breaking news for you, NBA free agency getting underway at 5 o'clock. That's why you turn it on, leave it on right here on 105.3 The Fan. Up next, though, we teased it, the soft launch. How to soft launch your significant other with RJ Choppy. Oh, this is going to be fun. Next on The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last.
Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Big tip of the cap to local high school football legend here in the DFW Metroplex, Mr. Chase Daniel, who will surpass $41 million in career earnings this year.
Yikes.
That ranks number 62 all-time in NFL quarterback earnings. He started, of course, 5 games total in his 13 years of NFL experience. He's averaged less than 7 yards per attempt. He is an absolute backup quarterback legend and a Hall of Fame finesser of being able to take some money and not have to do much on the field for it. Chase Daniel, we love you, we respect you, and we're happy for you, my friend. It is Sean and RJ here on a thirsty Thursday morning on your DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan. Gaylord Choppy holding it down for his boys, Troy Hughes and Sean Sharif. Those fellas will be back next week. Zach Walchuk, myself, Eric Chiafalo, Peyton Russell, carrying you till the top of the hour. We'll have some crosstalk with KNC Masterpiece today. Hagee, Bobby Belt, it will be star-studded.
Look at that.
We went to second base with Bobby Belt yesterday with the great unveiling of a new baseball segment in the KNC Masterpiece.
Oh, I thought you did.
I thought you were saying you did. I was getting all confused. I was like, wait a second.
I guess Hagee did, and I was just listening, which was still very, very exciting for me.
Secondly, we all got to second base with Bobby Belt.
Well, we all got to hear Hagee go to second base with Bobby Belt, is I think the way it went, and I think we're all better for it.
Yeah.
So looking forward to cross-talking with those fellas here in a few minutes. Hop Fusion, the Brew Crew Tour, rides on Fort Worth, South Fort Worth. Hop Fusion on Saturday, 1 o'clock to 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Looking forward to seeing you there. Burgers, beers, fellowshipping, all the Tolos, all the fun, Lucius. And then me and Walchuk will be out there, and we look forward to hanging out with you on Saturday. Now I turn things over to Gaylord Choppy because it is time to let the people in on a new little secret in the world of dating that the kids are doing. Right,
the kids are doing this.
I brought this up to you yesterday, and you were at that point uninitiated. I brought this up to Dawson and Broadus last week. Of course, those crusties had no idea what talking about.
I had no idea what you were talking about.
Here it is, boys. The term of the summer. Soft launching.
Soft launching. This is what happens evidently on social media. I did not know this until yesterday when he spoke of this, but apparently, I've already been doing this with my new special lady friend.
Ooh, do tell.
So evidently, the soft launch is when, you know, you're on social media, you're on the chats of Snap or the Instagrams or whatever they call it,
the gram,
and you know you're at a sporting event and you just tag the other person that you're with, no picture, just a tag, or you're at dinner and you just take a photo of your plate, but in the background there's another plate. And a body, but no head.
Or maybe just a hand?
Or hand. Or an elbow. Okay? Soft launch.
Yep. Side profile only at best.
Right. Elbow, side profile, stuff like that. You're soft launching the significant other. Now, I don't like to do this because BlueChew.com, promo code RJ, there's nothing soft on me.
Amen.
All right?
You are synonymous with hard.
You're the hardest for the longest, baby.
I much prefer the hard launch, which is basically what I'm about to do, although I've been soft launching, apparently, without knowing it.
So, Choppy yesterday.
He's a subliminal soft launcher.
I'm a subliminal soft launcher.
Yesterday, he was like, guys, I think we're about to, me and the lady are about to take that social media step where we basically unveil to the world, we announce that we are officially official.
And yes. I didn't know how to take this. I wasn't sure if I'd be more upset that RJ's off the market or if she's off the market.
Yeah, she's a smoke show, man.
I appreciate
Good
that.
For you, Chop.
Yes, it is. It is. So, but now we're gonna because we were out of town over the weekend. We went with some friends to Oklahoma to go float the Illinois River.
Maybe get a little cardio in.
There was a little cardio that was had. But we're going to post pictures that it's like, well, we've never done this before. Like, it's about time we do this. And now it's like, what do you, you know, what do you post? How much do you post? What is the big thing? The big question is, what is the, because, you know, when you do this, you do like an album, right? Where you got like those five or six photos that you just keep scrolling through.
Yes, on the book face.
Yep. On the book face?
That's Facebook.
Well, Instagram, you do that too.
Yeah, you do.
Okay. Because you just keep scrolling over. You don't have an Instagram, do you?
I do, but I just don't post on it. I get tagged and stuff.
Oh.
Unless I'm at Baby Dolls.
It's like, what do you do as the cover photo? Is the cover photo the group picture? Or, and then, you know, you slyly put me and her in the...
within the photos.
The photo album. Or do you just get it over with and just, bam, there it is as the first, as the cover photo. Like, which one do you do?
And really, the soft launch is there to kind of minimize the general judgment, the conversations, the gossip.
Yeah.
Because, you know, as soon as you, like, when you go for the full-on hard launch chop,
yeah,
there's going to be screenshots taken. They're going to be texted out, group message. Hey, did you see this? Hey, did you see Chop? Yeah. Hey, look what he's got going on over here. And there's just a lot of gossip, fodder, conversation, water cooler, you know? They're gonna be talking Choppy and his new broad. Did you see the hard launch? I actually kind of like the idea when you go for the caption. You and her, you just caption it. Hard launch time, baby.
That's the caption?
Or just hard launch.
See, I was thinking my caption was because a river trip was gonna be River Me Timbers.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, I like that.
I do like that.
Yes, that was my caption gonna be.
What should the Choppy hard launch caption be? 877-881-1053. Because the caption is oftentimes just as, if not more important than the photos that you elect to post.
It's true.
The caption is extremely important.
It is true.
And you don't want people thinking that's your sister. This is your girl.
Not my sister. Either one of them.
I certainly hope not. Now, if you were in West Virginia or Arkansas, then maybe.
Joe Dirt. You know, potentially. You could role play that if you wanted to, but I think that's a little bit weird. Gen Z, I read this. This is according to a Pew Research study. Only 48% of users under the age of 30 have shared their relationship status on social media. They are so scared of putting it out there and then the relationship ending and they got to go take it down.
Yeah, because that's always a big thing as well. Because then you become the guy who's hard launched the lady and she's all over your social medias. And then out of nowhere, boom, zero dark 30. Choppy goes from 100 Instagram posts total to 75. Why? Because he just went clean slate style. And now again, now there's more screenshots. Now there's more gossip. Water cooler talk.
Yeah.
The fodder. The group messages.
It's embarrassing.
It is embarrassing.
It is.
It can be embarrassing if it fails.
There's more. You're right. Because then there's the initial judgment of, hey, what do you think? Do you think she's cute? Do you think she's this? Do you think there's all that?
And then
how do you think? And then at the end, there's the
questions.
Wow, they broke up. What do you think happened?
What happened? Whose fault was it? Was it yours? Was it hers? Who dumped who?
So how many months do you wait before you can update your status? Do you go like 2 months in the relationship? Three? What's like the minimum?
Oh, like the Facebook official status? Like,
are you doing that? You just never post it.
We both have ours hidden, I think. So
leave it hidden.
That's the hard launch on steroids.
I'm just leaving it hidden.
Mine's still hidden from the previous relationship.
I think I was, like, yeah, I don't think I've ever really changed it. I mean, I when I was married, I think I had it, but I think I was, like, engaged already, and I still said single. I hadn't changed it. And then, like, I don't think I ever changed it after that, so I think it's been hidden ever since. I know hers is hidden. But no, so it's hard launch time.
It's hard launch time.
I think it's hard launch time.
Because you're letting everybody else know.
Like, so people are coming in on the truckrent.com text line. hard as a rock, let's launch. Let's see. Huge hard launch coming, sponsored by Blue Chew.
Oh, I mean,
you gotta you got through the Blue Chew stuff in there.
You do.
You can really make that work.
Hard launch incoming, maybe.
Hard launch incoming. Yeah.
Dot dot dot, and then boom. There's all the picks.
Put it out there.
Because then you're letting the people know that, hey, like, this is exclusive now.
And then how long?
Sorry, ladies.
How long do we have to wait for photo dump time? We've got pictures for days.
Yeah.
You know, like of asked photos that have been taken. You just you got to throw these out there, but you can't do it right away. You got to wait, what, a week? Two weeks? Three weeks?
An hour.
You can do a photo dump?
I would encourage going the other way on that, because you can do the launch, let the world know, but then you don't want to become the annoying couple that's inundating everybody with just every picture becomes the two of you, and then the breakup becomes even harder, because now instead of taking down two or three posts, now you're taking down a full-on portfolio.
Right. Like, we had this issue with Kyle Yeomans. And we talked to Kyle about this, so I'm not saying anything that we didn't say to his face. But him and his now fiance, but when they first got together, it was overkill. There was no soft launching here.
Oh, no.
It was jump into the deep end. We're going to hit you over the head with just
right away
pictures
from
and
the start.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. I mean, now people say 3 months for a status update. Let's see. They say caption, doubling down on the river.
Okay.
Yep. RJ Launchy. I don't know about that one. Stand tall, my friends. Take Blue Chew. Get taller.
There you go.
There you go.
Yeah. There's nothing soft about what is happening here, RJ. You've already done the soft launch. You didn't even know that you were
doing
it.
Didn't even know I did it. Didn't even know I soft launched.
It's amazing. And for those that don't get the Gaylord Chompy reference, it's Gaylord, Michigan. RJ goes every year to Gaylord, Michigan.
Oh, do they think of something else?
They asked a question, and I'm just giving an answer.
Well, and you are Lord Chompy.
I am a lord. Yes, because I own property in Scotland. I mean, it's a foot.
So it all works.
Square foot.
It all works.
May just be a square foot, but I own property in Scotland.
All right, let's hang out with the fellas in the KNC Masterpiece. Do a little crosstalk action next right here on The Fan.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Crosstalk with K and C. We got Kevin Hagelin. We've got Bobby Belt. Is they're going to have you from 10 to 2 today. It's been a really fun show this morning. Big thank you to Jared Sandler and Tim McMahon, who both hopped on with us, as well as all of our Turn It On, Leave It On listeners, hashtag Tolo, that have been up early with us from 5:30 to so far now 9:45 a.m.
How many segments have y'all done today about your glowing piece and with Barrett Sports Media?
Ooh, none.
Yeah.
Heard about this one.
We have not mentioned this.
You guys are stars. Bars.
Look at that.
Yeah. No, we can. We'll leave that all for you guys. That's
We didn't peak in high school, Walchuk. No. We need to be proud of that.
Jack Harlow.
Well, we don't have a KFC meal yet.
Jack Harlow was very popular in high school.
Some work
though.
To do.
Oh, that's a line in his song. Jesus.
It is an honor. What an honor.
It's not my job to push this crosstalk along. It comes up 1:45.
Yeah, okay.
Supreme Court talk? Is that what you were going to suggest?
No, okay. No. What do you have coming up on the program today?
All right, so we've got Callie Kaplan coming up at 12:20.
Ooh, yes.
So we're going to keep all of that basketball momentum rolling. Plus, Quentin Mayo at 11:20. He can probably give us some insight about Bradley Beal as well as more thoughts about Brunson. Now, I guess Miles Bridges, etc., as we roll into free agency. Then also on the show today, Bobby Belt has an interesting hypothesis. Did the Luka calf injury essentially facilitate Brunson to New York?
Oh,
I think so.
That's strong, Bobby. That is strong. Are we going to second base today?
Oh,
no, different name.
I got new titles.
Hagee wants to rotate the name like every day.
Yeah, okay. Exactly. So I want to see which one that you guys like better. All right, option number one, falling in glove with Bobby Belt.
Okay.
All right.
It's romantic.
I like it.
Yes, it is. And then also My Dugout or Yours featuring Bobby Bell. So those are my options for the day.
Both very good.
I think Falling in Glove is better, though.
I like Falling in Glove. It rhymes. Mm. If there's rhyming or alliteration involved, I'm in.
What about option C? A work in progress?
Rounding third and heading for home with Bobby Bell. I felt like we...
We clearly peaked at the very first one.
Yeah. Oh, no. Yeah.
Getting to second base.
Tomorrow. I got one for tomorrow.
But falling in
glove. That's a tease right there.
Yeah.
What about this? What about take me out to the Bob game?
Okay, Peyton, turn your mic off.
Dang it.
The response between Bobby and Schiavolo and just the wide gap right there.
I mean, you could just do the outfield. And then, like, you could come back, like, we could have, like, bed music built in because we could just do Your Love by the outfield.
Yeah.
And that could be the underlying music for the segment.
And then at 12:40, Bobby's new segment, Below the Belt Line with Bobby.
Wait, what?
Oh, yeah.
Below the Belt Line.
I mean, he's trying to name it that. We'll see if it's named that by the time we actually start.
Is that where you're just taking low blows at people?
Yeah.
That would actually be a good. You know, they do the whole like
about grooming.
We do the whole Mike likes it segment. I really have thought like whenever I host, I really do want a segment just listing off the things I hate because there's a lot of stuff that I don't like that usually sets people.
A throwback to Nick Nepik, huh? Nick hates it.
Oh my god! And my
Nick
wife
hates it.
my wife
there's
probably
lots coming in the text.
Tunes in for that segment more than anything, and she frequently texts me and she goes, I thought this was Mike Likes It. It usually just feels like things that he doesn't like that he's listing off.
He does.
Like, Truckwreck.com text line, Bobby Belt's bangers.
Oh,
Bobby and Bobbin in the outfield.
I like
Bach. The Bach with Bobby Belt.
Ooh, I like that one.
Bach-ing these are all solid.
Balking with Belt.
Got some good ones coming.
Base on balls with Bobby. Belting nuggets.
Okay. 877-881-1053. Keep those flowing. Earlier, we had a conversation about the Cowboys roster and the roster rankings. Where do you feel? They had the Eagles roster head and shoulders above the Cowboys in their rankings.
Oh.
You guys think that the Eagles roster is the best in the East, or are we still rocking with the Cowboys?
It was just shoulders better, maybe. But head and shoulders, that's where you start to draw the line.
No, I think that they were there. They were at 7. Okay. The Cowboys were at 16.
Can I ask you a question about that then? Like, the rest of your roster can be better than whatever the hell team you want, but if there's a decided advantage at the main position that matters, and that's quarterback, does that even the playing field? Because
it didn't in the wild card game.
Oh, well, damn.
Well, if Bobby's saying it, true.
Eagles are going to win the division. That's what I just heard. Their version of Jimmy Garoppolo will defeat us.
I don't know that they'll win the division, but I mean, I think you have to realistically say the Eagles roster is better right now. Like, not like leaps and bounds better, but they have a better, more complete team right now.
Did you
think
San Francisco's roster was leaps and bounds better than the Cowboys?
No.
Well, then that's troublesome because this feels like a similar situation then.
But, football is that one-off. Like, anybody can win on that day. It's like, you get a bad matchup, you get a, styles make fights kind of thing, and the style just didn't match for the Cowboys.
But they were, and that's the problem, though, is that they lost against that style repeatedly last year. Because Denver beat them with physicality, Kansas City did it, Arizona did it. Like, they were way too finesse last year.
They were very finesse. They were very finesse. And that's kind of the...
It's going to be good.
That's the choice you got to make. Like, you're building your team to beat the most likely, the most common type of opponent you're
going
to
face. Which you will run into more physical football teams in the playoffs. I'm not saying necessarily the running style. Like, you can be a passing football team and be a more physical football team. Like, they struggle with physicality in ways like the receivers just here in Dallas didn't do well with press, for instance.
Right.
Like, it's that way. And, you know, you've got the way that the edge rushers were. They were pin your ears back wide nine, like just go after the quarterback type of guys. And they always play with such speed and trying to get upfield. And it allows people to just kind of like, you know, cut back over the field, get them out of their, you know, get them out of their space and everything. And so just both sides of the ball struggled with physical football teams pretty routinely.
I'm just like, to me, I'm not building my team. I would build my team to make the playoffs.
Yeah.
I'll worry about anything that happens when I get there. I wouldn't build my team.
Even if you've been to the playoffs like decently, consistently, then would you start to alter and be like, that's not good enough anymore? Because I feel like that's the conundrum that we're
in. And I look from a baseball perspective. There are some teams that, like, they, man, if this team ever gets to the playoffs, they're dangerous, right? Because they've got like a really good 1-2-3 in the rotation. It's like, yeah, but they ain't going to get there. So what's it matter? To me, just get me the playoffs. I'll figure it out.
I think they still believe in like the core they've built and like the core philosophy they have. I don't think they're just going like, well, let's turn back the clock. Let's make it, you know, Bronco Nagurski football again. And I think like they still want to be the same type of football team, but it's like we need toughness in certain areas and we need more dogs. And like, I think that to them, the toughness and the mentality was just as important to them this year as like acquiring new talent.
Can I ask a relevant side question that's actually not related to this at all?
Absolutely.
Do you think that most of our listening audience would agree on most hated highway? Or do you think it's just a byproduct of like what highway you're on the worst and you automatically think that's the worst?
I think locally we'd probably have an agreement.
Which would be?
635.
I see. Everybody says 635. I think 35 is worse.
No highway. Is worse. There is no highway in town that is worse currently than 35W.
Yep, 35 is worse. There are certain parts.
Between 820 and Heritage Trace, it is the worst stretch of road in America.
Yep. No, I'm with you
there. Kind of folded quickly on that.
No, well, because there's parts of 635 that I strongly dislike, but consistently 35 is worse.
635 has made leaps and bounds, though.
Right.
They expanded things past 75. Things have gotten better.
That road underneath there.
The Autobahn there.
Oh, my God. I do 120 on that thing.
There's never improvement on 35.
No. That is like 35 is like crazy drivers. Like, you remember when, and they fixed it, but when 114 and 35 used to come together, that was dangerous because the lanes just merged
right in. That was
and
terrible.
Nobody ever yielded.
I'm still of the opinion that, and I'm not saying it's as bad as any of this, I'm still of the opinion that IQs plummet at the 635 and 75 exchange, and no one can quite figure out, hold on. I want to go on 75. I need to be on the right side. Whoa.
Oh, no, that's the part I'm talking about.
What do we do? I don't know. Should I move to the right side?
Yep. Over by Coit?
I should wait in this line that's 8 miles long. Oh, why is it so long? Because nobody understands, like, oh, that car went? Now I can go? Okay, great. That part is infuriating to me.
214, Bob's Baseball Burgers.
Oh.
I hate the burger reference. I always hated like 40 burger and everything
you were,
like that.
I thought you were a vegetarian.
No, I'm just anti-fun.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Well, I'm glad to have you on the show for the rest of the week.
It's going
to
be awesome.
It's going to be fantastic. Also, are you guys big time enough now to take the express lanes? Because we were talking about that before the show, and I think I'm just fundamentally too cheap to take the express lane.
I looked at my toll tag.
Oh, that made you sick to your stomach, didn't it?
It was scary.
Well, yeah.
Can you tell us what it was?
Oh, it was, I think for the month, it was like $800.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Bro. Like, I'm out. I have my maps set up and built in a way that prevents you like to avoid the tolls.
Yeah.
So now I am having to sit in ungodly traffic at times, but
I take it. I use it.
I'm not
using
that.
Is it because the money is worth the lack of agitation?
I just don't need to take it. It's really when I have to drive to the ballpark at times.
Okay.
You know, depending on the time of day, I got to go.
And those
baby dolls trips at times, too.
I want to see. I'm glad. You know, I wish there was a way to prepay.
Peak hours, 5 to 7.
I wish there was a way to prepay because they get you with that. If I could prepay for this, I would never take the toll away.
It doesn't pull out $40 a month for you?
It does. It does. But, like, you know, I'm like, when I see the thing, it's like, oh, it's $7, but you're going to save 9 minutes. I'm like, okay, makes sense to me. But you do that every day, and all of a sudden.
See, people are scared off by the $7. When I see the $7, I know that means traffic is not moving. I will take this. Because that means, like, when that thing gets up to $7, that means $6.35 is stuck.
People are saying, though, you know, if you don't take the tolls, it costs you like an extra tank of gas a week just sitting in traffic.
Plus,
I'm an environmentalist, right? You guys know me.
Uh-huh.
Big time green guy. Yeah.
That definitely fits in with a lot of the other things I know about.
Right. Yeah. I try avoid it because it is super expensive. Sometimes you just don't have a choice if you got to be somewhere. And by the way, the answer to your question is no, we can't agree on it because a lot of other highways are now being texted in.
Okay. See, I didn't think so.
183, 380 is being texted in a lot. Well, I-10.
I just used you as my touchstone because you were like, I think it's 635. And then you're like, I see your point about 35. Right. And I thought, I feel like people are not on the same page.
No, we're not on the same page at all. And I got a text from
Reginald.
Reggie. One of my other buddies, but this is for a different conversation.
Well, he's not on air. But Reggie said it's absolutely just the highways you're on the most. And I think people on most highways are like, these drivers.
I'm not on 35 the most, though, and I know it's bad.
Well, okay. Look forward to Reggie and KG tonight on the Get Right, and they will be breaking all your NBA free agency news from 7 to 11. KNC coming up next. We'll be back tomorrow morning, 5:30 to 10 a.m. Until then, hugs and hand pounds, everybody.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.